Now it's fakert. So I was thinking maybe to speak because El loses man from Kimat Lufnei HaMelech. Really, by Rishon is already, he's Oiri, Yubehechel HaMelech. So it's made tshuva, is Dir Hashem Vatri. Krubi Yisukarev. Asar Yom Shemir Hashem. But El is already, you're right, by the entrance. And I saw Berem Nosson, he says, that's why you wish everybody to be written in Sifrin Shel Tzadikim, Rishon HaNayit. He says, what do you mean, tzaddik? Everybody's a tzaddik. Your mom is treat everybody like the tzaddik, even Rishoyim, everybody. You say, make it out alive. He says, because when you buy the melech, he adds a whole shtickle on Roshana. I think that's the pshat when a person says shiva also, that he doesn't stand up for even G'day Le'ador. You don't stand up. I don't know. This is because, so El is already a zman that every person, if he's trying to get close to the Rebbeinu Shalom, he has some sort of, he's already a ben melech already, a heishon. And Mela, I have the right to say also my hagoshes to the emissar, the legions, the real bnei melachim that learned the whole day. I only learned one seder with you, but maybe a hergish, maybe I could say. So everybody knows I have a lot to say. So, and we only have very little zman katzav melach merubah. So I'll try to pack it all in. One edel nekuda that I was thinking, I don't know if it might be possible to everybody, is that everybody knows that the Mashal says, the pshat, why you have to say a brach of Kriyas HaMeisim after you don't see a person for a year, it's because he passed the Rosh Hashanah, and Mele the Mashal says that be'etzem, you have no life, and it has to be given to you, like all the Sifrei Musar, and that's what everybody, that's the Shmuzer and Shana. Everything's new. So, you don't have life. And Be'etzim, everything's Lemisa, because everything's in Dinit, and the Rebbeinu Shem goes on the Kisei Rachim with the Shofar, then, Berachim, he gives you a new life. So, everybody thinks about that during Rosh Hashanah. That right now, I have to be Zeichet, I'm not really alive, I'm living on my last, whatever. Now I have nothing, and now I better try to get a new year. But I'm just saying it's the same thing. But just take into account that Elul is the Seif Hashanah. So even though we got Baruch Hashem, we got a year. But you have to, even if you get the whole year with all of its Ashirus, It has a timer. So that means that right now it's almost running out. So it's not only that when you get to Rosh Hashanah you say, oh, now I have nothing now, I have to get a whole thing. Even when you got the whole thing, Lipsoif, right now, the Yir Shemayim, a person has to develop Yir Shemayim that it's like the soul checker, it's the end. So, and that brings Yira. The Biskarov says on this week's parasha, we should mention the parasha, by Amalek, is V'lo Yorei Elohim. I'll say it very fast. Some everybody knows the Biskarov. It says V'lo Yorei Elohim. That the Nekud of Amalek, why the Rebbeinu Shem is a Machom L'Hashem Amalek Midor Dor, is because V'lo Yorei Elohim. And he says that the Pshat is the difference between a Ganav and a Gazlin. The Gemara says the difference, Hishve Eved L'Koine, or not Hishve Eved L'Koine. And Biskarov asks, L'maisa, the Gazlin, he's total behema. He has nothing. So he says the pshat is that etrachnisht. He's not thinking bichlal. So Mela, he sees the thing, he wants it, he takes it. But maybe Volta getrachten, under this. She would have thought, maybe, hey, one second, there's a balabira, there's things I have to take into account. He's like, he has no das. The ganiv, he had to plan it to be able to go b'machteres. You have to figure out when the guy leaves the house to the shiur, when they go to sleep, with the alarm system, the whole thing. So that means that Mistama, while he's thinking, the Rebbeinu Shalom came into his thoughts too, because he's a planner. He's a thoughtful person. And what is so vice versa, if he still did the Aveira, the Rebbeinu Shalom v'lo yoreh elikim. Ve'ata oyev yogeya. Asher korcha baderech. Mamish, they chanted upon you. You're oyev yogeya. They figured out. They planned. Like they say, there's Amalek, there's the Germans. Calculated. So also, the other nations, they had just a ruthless hate. They still call Yisrael Esav. Allah b'du Esav Zeinu Yaakov. They didn't think b'chlal. Maybe if they would have thought, is Namaiku kol yoshve kanan? There's such a musig. After they saw, they started thinking, they realized, not going to start up so fast. But Amalek thought before. That means that the Zichr thought about the Rebbeinu Shlom. And even though Atah Oyev Yogea, V'lo Yorei Elikim, that's the Taina. They're the true nation that's being Loichim Keneged the Rebbeinu Shlom. The Melo is Mechom El Hashem Amalek Midor Yodor. That's the Biskarov in short. So, and that's the Shaykhis, my friend, David Lieberman, a good friend of mine from Yeshiva from Eretz Yisrael. He told me that the Smichus of the Psukim is from Eifuk Tam and Eifuk Doilad is Mamash beautiful, because that is the Ganiv that is hiding, and then comes Amalek. It's Mamash beauty. The Biskarov doesn't say that, but he tells that too. It's very nice. So, the El is that Zman that a person is thinking about the Rebbeinu Shlom. So, El is the Zman that we don't want to be caught being the Ganav. Now the Elm's thinking that the Rosh Hashanah is coming. So, Hagufa becomes a much greater Chiyuv. It's Mutal Aleinu to attack, develop, and bring Yir Shemayim into our hearts. Because if we don't, Chas V'Shalom, then it means we thought and it was V'lo Yorei Elikim. So that's another Nakuda. That's very important. There are many different the acronym, what are they? Elul, the Rosh Hashanah, Ani L'Doidi V'Doidi Li. And the Svarim, the Kadmonim already bring all these sorts of things. But each one is a little bit closer to the other. They just, everybody, okay, whatever you want. Ani L'Doidi V'Doidi Li. Umal Hashem L'Kechaz L'Vav L'Chav L'Vav Z'Recha is Elul. The Shlov brings from the Shem HaShlov is Aryeh Shoag Milo Yiro. Is Elul, Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippurim, and Hoshana Rabbah. Is Arya Shoag Milo Yiro? Yiro. Then there's Ani L'Doidi V'Doidi Li. Everything's Givaldik, everything's sweet. Then there's Umol Hashem Alekeches Levavcha V'Eslevav Zarecha is Elul. The Ramban. Right? The Rebbeinu Hashem is circumcised. Is Umol Hashem is the Orlof and the Lev. It's weiter Ani L'Doidi V'Doidi Li. Then we have Shteit Lulei Hemanti Lulei Tzvitu Hashem Be'etz Chaim. Lulei Hemanti is also, who brings that down?
Balturim
brings down?
Pasuk
Mal Hashem. Right. So, I don't know who he's quoting here from the other Pasuk. But Lulei is El. The Isis of Lulei is El. David HaMelech is referring to El. Lulei Hemanti Lulei Tzvitu Hashem Be'etz Chaim.
There's a lot more.
Yeah. Right. So I want to say that El is one avoider. They can't be soisa the avoiders here, and it's all one avoider. And I just wanted to explain it for another 40 minutes. Berach, so we have five. So I'll say as quick as I can. 5 minutes. That he said it's like this. Kol shona shirosha b'tchilosim is hasheres b'soifa. So what bothered me all the years is why b'soifa. Whatever the school is in the shona shirosha, let it happen. That's I don't know. Fear. I think the story is like this. That Chlishirim says is akol b'dei shemayim chutz miyira shemayim. Says the pshat is that when a person has an isoyin, That's the only time when he needs Yiras Shemayim. At the moment that a person needs Yiras Shemayim, is then it's not Menas Shemayim. That's what it means. I call it Shemayim Chutz Miyiras Shemayim. The rest of your day, you have Hashem with you. But when you need Yiras Shemayim, when you have a Nesoyim, the Rebbein Shem is Oizdiv the Mensch. Says he leaves the person, and all he's left with is the Yiras Shemayim that's Tomon Beliboy. That he worked. And I saw brought down in the Sefer from the Chidah here. Ayisalam is right. Ayisalel Chacham Chachmasoy. All the things, Gibor and Osher. Ki mezois is hala misal. Haskil v'yodoya oisi. He says, Haskil v'yodoya is ayidei chakira. You come to Yidia, he's called at Yiras Shemayim. He says, Yiras Shemayim, that's the only thing you can be mishal. Because that's the only thing that's yours. That's the only thing that's yours. You have nothing else. Because everything else is being done by the Rebbeinu Shlom. And the only time he leaves you, and he gives you kivayoch, whatever that means, your own. Obviously, Yiras Shemayim, you need him, but some sort of is at that moment in the story, Yiras Shemayim is yours. And you can be mishal about that. The Gemara says, I don't have time to mention that Gemara, so just mention that really, so the pshat is like this. Is that really all a person really has is the Shana Sherosha Betchilasa. Because that's the epitome of Yiras Shemayim. When a person feels like he has nothing. Another Rosh Tevis of El is, the Shurim also says, V'loya Nachnu is a very good thing. V'loya Nachnu is written with an Aleph. But we say V'loya Nachnu. And that's El, the two loy and the loy. He says, if it's loy anachnu, it's taka loy anachnu. It's a very nice pshat. But what does a person really have when he comes to Shemayim is this Rosh Hashanah. The Rosh Hashanah epitomizes his true Yiras Shemayim, because that's when a person has the most Yiras Shemayim. So you do it with Reb Chatzkel Abramsky or the Reb Chatzkel Levenstein, I don't remember who, that they were in charge of, they asked him what he has in mind when he used to do Pishut Yudayim Raglaim, I think he did. By Rosh Hashanah, he said the matzah shouldn't have chametz because he was in charge of either Ponovich or whatever he was, Chatzkel Abramsky. So he said, why that? So he said, because that's the thing I'm most scared about, because he was a great Yiras Shemayim, because I'm in charge of it, of the chametz, and I'm responsible for the tzibur's chametz, the matzahs. So where is my tefillah going to be most niskabel? Is when I have the most yira and the most loya nachnu, the most bittel, and that's when I'm on the floor. I feel it the most. So Rosh Hashanah is that moment where a person, that Rosh, is not the pshat, it's like a nice gula. That's all you have. That's all you can be mishal. That's all you can come with to Rebbeinu Shlom. Rosh Hashanah is the... So what does really Oishir mean? What does Oishir mean? I mean, obviously it means all these things, riches, but Oishir really means the Ashirus, that you have what to tie it to the Rebbeinu Shlom. I have schar, I have stomach, sekumtmir ha-yeshua, sekumtmir even in gashmis, in ruchnis, sekumtmir ha-olam habo, I deserve this shouldn't happen to me. That's the oishir of a person. What's the true ashiris of the person is the not ashiris, is the rasha. Rasha means, rasha with the hay, with the poverty. That means that the koyach of the mensch, that he has the Rebbeinu Shlom's koyach, that he's able to take to Hashem and give himself bounty and brachas that we all want, is fakert, is that he realizes that this yira, that what's yira? I'm powerless, I don't have. I really don't have anything. And then he's taka mekusher with the Rebbeinu Shlom. When does a person need that? So really Ashiris means that he could feel that poverty again. As long as you keep feeling the poverty, then you could taka have everything. So when does a person need that? He needs an el. He's misasheres besoifa. And I have a lot to say on this, but I don't have time. But I just want to finish with one line. That I think that's the story here in the end of Ladovit. Ladovit starts over the Shona, and then Oiri, the Yishi, is Yom Kippur. Then it goes, I think, to Sukkot, and I have my own, whatever, that. See the Shatari ready for Pesach and Shavuos. But one thing's clear. We'll leave that out. Parentheses. Agoyis v'tziyonim. Take it out. But one thing's clear, that the last pasuk is the end, is the tail end, is lule. Shteit in svarim that lule is el. And what is David HaMelech really saying there? Lule hemanti lo'is b'tuv Hashem. Even if I lose the betochen, and I'm not holding by the spitz madrego of the real Yiras Shamayim, that I feel so empowered because I feel so not empowered. And that's the way the Rashi and the Radak say it. That David HaMelech says, lule, there's a dot over there. And the Gemara in Brachas, David HaMelech says that Shem Yigrim Achet, that's the yisoid of El. That's lulei. Lulei, the Gemara says in Brachas, is Shema Yigrim Achet. The person feels he doesn't have. Like David HaMelech says, still, Kaveh Hashem. Still, what should a person do is Roitze Hashem is Yireyov. Who does Hashem like? The Sefer Ikrim says, Yireyov means people that are not really holding by the Madrega of the Spitz Yira, that they feel bitachin, because they're so scared, they're a Madrega under, like David HaMelech says he was. So, why does he like them? Because they're miyachal for his chazdei. Because they say, listen, I don't feel like I'm so emboldened I can have everything. Because maybe Shema Yigim Achet. But still, the avoid of El is to miyachal to his chazdei. To be kaveh Hashem chazdei v'yam tzibecha. And if it doesn't work, the Gemara says, the kaveh Hashem nochamo. So we should take be zoiche to be miyachal to his chazdei and to feel this year Shemaim a little bit.
Yeah,
I'm going to say, 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 I'm going